ho! It's the Lighthouse Christmas Show.
Yay!
With special guests, Christy Quinn.
Ho, ho, ho.
Tom Johnson.
Ho, ho, ho.
Russell Bishop.
Ho, ho, ho.
And me, Dan Jens.
Russell Bishop.
So it's the Lighthouse Christmas Show. We're doing a roundtable, all four of us. This has happened before. It was our best podcast where we talked about making our own site.
Mm.
And this time there'll be no aeroplanes.
No, or outdoors.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be doing, going around the table, talking about a couple of different things. Our highlights and lowlights of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Our New Year's resolutions. And also our messages of peace.
Cool.
Agenda supplied by Tom Johnson.
The enthusiasm in the room is hot right now.
Yeah. You've left out the big thing anyway. We're going to be like talking about our Christmas cards and voting them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We also did a Christmas card competition, which went big.
Yeah.
It was pretty huge for a day.
Yeah.
I've been working on it for weeks.
And we're going to reveal, may decide, the outcome of that live on a podcast.
It's going to be heartbreaking. Someone, probably me.
Yeah, how's the voting going to work? Anyway?
Everyone spend the podcast thinking about how the voting's going to work. We're going to do it.
Okay.
So, round the table. Highlight of 2015.
Oh. How to choose.
Has anyone got one to start?
I've got a highlight.
Right, to my left, Russell Bish.
One of my highlights of the year has been our internal hack day, the first of which was our ping pong hack day.
Yeah.
Which was also our first hack day?
Yeah.
That was called a hack day. Every day's a hack day.
No. Which was particularly enjoyable because
cut out too long.
Well, it was a perfect example of the competition within the company that never actually gets resolved. So we always have like draws at the end of things.
But I did quite enjoy watching you have a full blown mental breakdown. I'm coming in on that being a highlight.
That's probably the
pure
most
pure panic.
Oh yeah,
there was sheer panic. Like at one point, I had you two both trying to get something working. And you felt the pinch.
Yeah, that wasn't a highlight of the year for me. It was immensely stressful. The most I've sweated at work this year. Because it did stress me.
Well, I've got a low light in the midst of another highlight.
That's good. That's what I like.
So another of my year's highlights was our trip to Lamerton. A low light of which was the disapproval I received from a waiter when I created a giant ice explosion at our table.
It wasn't an explosion.
In a very posh restaurant.
The story of which being, we went out for a very nice meal in Laverton when we were doing our hack day weekend. And, well, we went to a very posh place and we got rather poshy drunk on wine.
We did a tasting menu.
Yeah.
And it was paired with
a glass of
sensible
wine,
amount of wine.
Huge course.
Mm.
An insensible
amount. A sensible amount of wine for 20 people.
Yeah, so between the four of us, we did well. And the final course involved some dry ice. I think it was a dessert.
Yeah.
And we got to wondering how...
Well, it's like they put it down on the table in front of you and they get a bit of water. And they pour the little bit of water so it's all atmospheric, a bit crystal mazy.
They jump the shark at that point. For me.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I put a little bit more on and we're like, ooh, that's nice. And then...
And then, well, we decided what would happen if you poured all of the sparkling water on at once. And it led to a lively display, which the staff at the restaurant weren't too pleased with.
Apparently, someone had to stand in the kitchen for 20 minutes
to supervise
the explosion.
Yeah, I that was completely not a low light for me. That was one of the best things that happened this year.
It was absolutely brilliant.
It was just when he came back over to the table and Russ tried to make right on his massive.
It's like that film The Fog.
He wasn't having any of it.
Except without the ghost pirates.
No, he wasn't having it.
He was not happy, that guy. Oh my god.
Great stuff.
It was good, though. Nice posh people in their shirts and shoes, and us lot in our jeans and t-shirts.
Yeah, man. I probably had the most
giving the place a bit of atmosphere.
That's because we're in digital.
Yeah.
We show that we so this, are. The new generation of classy person.
Ain't stuck in a suit.
Ain't in a suit. Look at Zuckerberg.
Same never t-shirt seen a suit every day.
In his life. CQ.
I've got a highlight. New website.
Oh, what?
Didn't you know? Didn't you know?
Are you going to condemn all of us for not coming up with that one first?
That's my highlight. Easy choice, because I didn't have one until 5 minutes ago. We have a new website. It's brilliant.
Yeah,
cool.
Have we got much feedback on it yet? From any clients, like existing clients, new clients and stuff like that?
Sadly, a lot of them, when we've been like, have you seen a new website? They're like, you've got a new website.
Yeah.
It's
impossible to get feedback from websites.
To be fair though, we haven't exactly shouted about it just yet.
True.
So that's when we'll get some feedback in.
It's true. In the
I have had some feedback from someone.
16.
I've had some feedback and they said it's very hard to give feedback because it's so good.
That's the best kind of feedback.
Yeah, thanks Mum.
definite highlight. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. A lot of work. Almost a year's worth of work.
Yeah, was it a highlight how long it took?
Well, that's probably the low light, isn't it? I'll take that as my low light. Yeah,
it's also our website.
Took bloody ages.
Tell what's dominating this year, going from a site with just Tom and myself on the front page to one with words on the front page instead. It should have been, easy. But it wasn't. It was very hard to keep that lighthouse brand.
Hard to do those words.
Oh, God, it was. It was hard.
Was that this year? Last year.
Right.
We're getting a little bit mixed up here. Table tennis.
Pong.
When did they introduce the actual table?
It might have been this year, actually. Yeah, it would have been this year.
So they brought in a table tennis next to our office.
Table tennis.
As someone who is like vying for worst ping pong player in the company, the skill level of Russ and Christy is exceptional now. It's quite scary. I mean, like me and Dan have stopped playing basically because we can't take the shame.
That's the opposite of what you need to do. You need to step up.
That's going to be my low light. It's my awful table tennis skills.
How they really because like everyone else that's turned their highlight into a low light, I'm going to low light this one up as well. When we went off and bought some real fancy table tennis bats, and for the next month Russell refused to use them because it changed his game, so he's still using the really bad ones. I kind of got used to them, but then as soon as both of us got on them, like, it just shot my game. It became completely unenjoyable to play table tennis because the ball moved completely ridiculously. So that was definitely a low point.
I think there might be something that we were doing wrong because we had two very sticky bats. And I don't know whether there's just something you're supposed to do with a new bat to make
it was
it not
so
sticky,
impossible.
But the ball would just change direction impossibly.
Play it in for 2,000 hours or something like that. I expect it's what the pros do.
You're probably just supposed to like stand and slap it against the table until it sticks off. Just warming her up.
I like how Russ has become a bit of a bat diva. Ooh. So he likes the right
that
bat.
Hurts, Tom.
Well, yeah.
New low light actually being called a bat.
The truth hurts.
I tell you what hurts: investing hours in researching bats and then buying an array of brand new amazing ones, spending at least 80 times the budget the company expected to, only to see you using the broken one that was there before,
the sticky one.
If we're talking about
the flappy.
Hurts,
No, you're right. Well, I've rectified that now.
You're on them.
Now I'm using a nice sticky one.
Fine. Excellent. I definitely think that ping pong was a big feature this year.
Yeah, massive.
Can we flip it around into a business positive? Yeah. Ooh. Collaboration.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Well, on top of that, whenever you're getting a little
spin,
bit frustrated
twist,
or anything like
dings.
That, you just have a quick little
kind
of like...
a cigarette, hey?
Better than a cigarette, yeah?
Smoking tobacco? No.
Both me and it's Russell have near given up smoking this year. And we put that down to
Let's
table
put
tennis.
That tie down to ping pong.
Well, it's amazing.
That you've nearly given up smoking.
Yeah, but we're nearly brilliant.
I don't have a table tennis table at home, do I?
hint. Almost Christmas.
Happy Christmas, guys.
Got half a table each.
Yeah, you got to share.
Damn it.
No, I think moments around the ping pong table were some of the best of the year. Some of the dinks, some of the slices, some of the lobs.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
Especially buying like 500 balls from China.
Or yeah, that was good.
Let's get some
which we've smashed most.
Yeah.
Completely. Right. And the increased popularity of the table making it harder to actually get on there.
Yeah.
Hence the hack day.
Yes. Needed more than ever. And all the more painful that the hack day fails entirely to produce a solution. So, my highlight of the year, I think, has been... It's related to that hack day thing. I like the fact that we've gone from needing me to code to not needing me to code. I feel that, like, that was something that can happen gradually and be made quite frustrating, but the moment where it was obvious that it happened said to me, everyone's comfortable with this. This means we're now moved on as a company a bit. That's awesome. So that would be my highlight, the progression of Lighthouse in terms of that. Mm. The low light, or if anyone else wants to chip in on that highlight.
It's missing your amazing coding. That's the low light.
Low light is... No, what is the low light? Oh, maybe there just isn't.
Getting,
one. It's a perfect year.
Well, there's one that you might not have actually been aware of.
Oh, man.
And it's to do with one of our other hack days, Lightboard.
A low light?
So you were programming for Lightboard.
Yes.
And
you're right.
Since then,
everything's
I been. Might have written you out of the code base.
That's a highlight.
But a low point for him.
The commit. The commits are still there. The commits are still there, unless you undid the commits, which is basically bullying.
You've been written out of the history.
Cyberbullying.
Oh god.
I'm chucking in a new highlight. I'm throwing in yoga.
Oh, big highlight. But some, yeah. but involved within it, some micro lowlights.
my legs are the lowlights.
Some pretty heavy lowlights there.
Yeah, completely. So within the overall highlight, yeah. Some definite, oh God, this is a real lowlight. And someone telling me to breathe into that lowlight to somehow ease it. It's not going to ease.
Just in case anyone's wondering, we do yoga in the office.
Oh, yeah.
Monday afternoons. All together.
Mandatory yoga.
A few months now, has it been?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has. Yeah.
I think we're making some pretty hot progress.
Hell yeah.
We are. It's fantastic. It's like exactly the sort of exercise you should do if you work at a desk all day.
If yeah. I'm not tired now, I can nearly like hold a crow for 15 seconds. And you start sprouting wings, people.
It's not... I'm not competitive about the yoga. You can have that.
I'm not going to go 16.
Yeah. Let's go now. On the table,
but more, it's a good thing.
It is so, a good laugh.
Except gorilla pose. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, gorilla pose doesn't make any sense in anyone's world. Stand on your own hands.
It's like you know when you see a snake eating his own tail.
Yeah, it's like, exactly like that. Why like would that. You ever want to do that?
I've gone around too far in a circle.
Yeah.
Well, it's like if it. if you wanted to like cause someone pain, standing on their hand is something you might do. So
yeah.
Why would you do it to yourself? It is a why do you keep hitting yourself? Moment.
Yeah.
Like, why are you hurting so much? Why are you standing your hands? In fact, I imagine, I expect the instructor to say that halfway through. Why are you all standing your hands? Or.
You told us to!
Yeah. Or why have you got your leg bent in that ridiculous position? That's
why are you doing
it? Yeah, it does hurt. So, yeah, but anyway, big up and Merry Christmas to our yoga instructors this year.
Yeah, two different instructors. Thank you very much.
Christy, what are you wishing for next year?
Another monitor.
You need the fourth one though.
No, I've just had enough of the shit one on the right.
Okay. That's fine.
Got it.
While we're doing that, I'll have a new kettle actually.
New kettle, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go for the kettle, that'll be my
and
one.
And a coffee machine.
We've got a coffee machine. Oh, like the proper one.
We want a new kettle.
That's going to be the highlight of 2016 right there.
Yep.
So let's keep that dry, right? Yeah. Jeez. Where are we going to go in 2017 then?
It's
the highlight of 16.
Toaster.
Yeah, toaster.
And we can be that company. We know who you are.
There is someone in the metal box that says a farm off quite a lot.
Mm.
We predict with toast.
Yeah. And then gets in fights with van men.
Damn it, that was the highlight of the year. A fire evacuation that included a fight between two strangers.
it was always
entertaining.
It was good.
A fight at 10 a.m.
on a Monday.
Yeah, between two completely sober people. We assume. Allegedly. Great, you want a new monitor? Fine.
Okay. Wish, actual wish.
Yep.
I'm going to be kind of like... I was trying to think how to phrase it. Fucking.
You got a wish for browser vendors?
Yeah, yeah, I've got a wish for browser vendors to just kind of get their shit together, you know?
Okay.
Alright, never gonna happen.
Anything in particular?
Firefox.
Firefox.
Okay. Any feature?
Just Firefox.
Or just get it together?
Just get your shit together. Pretty much. There's a reason we don't develop with you.
Don't make
and
us
just
build
check
our own browser.
Right at the end. We just check if you're right at the end.
Doesn't Russ still use Firefox?
No.
Oh.
Not for a while.
Good stuff.
I can't remember what happened. There was one thing that Chrome could do that Firefox couldn't. Might go back though, just piss Christy off. He's
coming for it. Great. New monitor, Firefox to get the shizzle together.
Yeah.
Any awesome. Preference on those two? Which one do you want more?
Firefox getting their shit together.
Okay, and what about a resolution?
Good, well, you're not going to get the monitor then.
What about a resolution? Something that you want to do yourself?
So like get our GitHub page to be wild and off the hook.
Go wild on GitHub. Absolutely. Like,
totally cool.
Yeah, so when it loads people are just like damn.
Yeah, yeah. Get a star on one of our repositories.
Oh, that'll be a day.
Yeah, if someone could go do that, that'd be great.
Well, I think you missed out a highlight of the year, or maybe you didn't. Someone else could have done it. But contributing into CakePHP was this year.
Yeah,
that was a big moment.
That was amazing.
Getting some GitHub fame.
Yeah.
Me and Mark, we're like...
Absolutely. Rogues. And more of that. Yeah, absolutely. Get our GitHub page.
Mark's
I
story.
Love that. Great resolution. Great guy.
Great
I
guy.
Think.
Me and Mark.
Yeah. Great guy on GitHub.
Marky!
Anyway, definite highlight. Good resolution. Tom, what's your wish? What's your resolution?
My resolution? To continue to make our podcast better and the best podcast more subscribed to than Serial. Come on, guys.
Easy go.
Aim high. Millions.
Without someone getting killed.
I'm prepared to kill.
Just to interject, that's never going to happen if Dan's still cheating on us with other podcasts.
Yeah.
I just saw his like
low light.
Go past.
Low light.
His
podcast cheat.
Just went past, and potentially we could get him in.
Podcast and, cheat.
Put them both on the hot seat.
So there's moonlighting happening. It's all good though. It's fine. Perspective FM. You should check that. It's awesome.
Yeah. It is. It's good. It's as good as this. Democratically said. It's not going to be a very good series of Serial if you've got on record you saying I'm going to kill. Like, the whole point is it's ambiguous.
But did I kill?
But did I edit it?
Yes, there's a body. No, maybe I've got to think of a different way to make it viral.
Anyway, that's good. Is that a resolution or a wish?
The wish is for the new kettle.
Right. I've told you how to get that already.
I'm well aware of how to get a new kettle.
Cool. But
what?
Put it down as a health and safety problem.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
I'd wish for better health and safety then.
To boil my own hand in an open kettle. If it means getting a new
That's
one.
Not what's wrong with
I'm
the
willing
kettle.
To,
Dan!
I am willing to stand on my own hands until we get a new kettle.
Even with Amazon Prime next day delivery, that's going to be painful.
Oh my God.
Okay, fine, that's good. New monitor, new kettle. My wish is that we're all sat here this time next year.
Oh.
Naked.
You ready to
Are
cry?
You guilty? I think so.
get the tissues out.
I felt it.
It's coming, something flicking. We're all sat here this time next year.
There's a violin swell in the background.
And working at Lighthouse is as good as it is now.
Oh.
And that our growth and achievement
Dad.
Doesn't mess it up. And that you all get the kettles and monitors you want. And that yeah, that's my wish. My resolution is to cut back on office costs and not spend money on a whim on things we already have that are working fine.
Got like monitors and kettles.
Yeah.
I like it. My resolution for next year is to obviously I'm split between two. I'm going to throw two really quickly so you don't even notice. The first one is to do more illustration work.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Just doing a bit of a Christmas card today, and I thought, God, that's quite fun illustrating things.
Yeah.
A little half resolution. Number two is to get super, super shit hot on one of the prototyping interface application-y things. Mm-hmm. And Chris is slightly distracted me by making ping pong movements and stands.
To get really good at table tennis?
No, to get really good at one of the prototyping applications, because some of the new ones that are coming out now, they look very cool. Nice.
Game changers.
Real game changers coming out. Some of the animation-y bits you can do and transitions, oh, it's like flash all over.
I want to get shit hot at more animations in the odd CSSs. Yeah, I want to do more
That's
of that.
That's a good one.
Even though I'm coding less and less these days, so I can't even do the basics anymore.
I don't think...
What about your wish?
I can't really think of a wish. What? Materialistic things like kettles and monitors? Don't need it, mate. Yeah? I've got a heart and a soul.
Well, if you want to do Illustrator...
Illustrator. Alive.
Don't you want to get one of those drawery pad things?
Or
you
tablet.
We've got one somewhere.
Oh, there we go.
There
you go. I wish that I'd find a tablet in one of the cupboards.
Whoa, guess what, dear boy?
What a wish.
Look behind the door.
I wish Sonos to work next year.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about it. Dot 11 in Metalbox. In fact, I will take to speak directly to whoever that's in charge at Metalbox Factory and taking care of the network, because you can suck an egg and die. I hate you.
Serious networking problems right now.
More edits. Cool. That's really nice. Now, I don't want what has been a very nice
a lot for
podcast to be turned into some kind of shouting match.
Over what?
But are we going to quickly decide who won the Christmas card competition?
Well, first of all, you have to describe what your Christmas card is.
Yeah, so I think we should go around the table and describe what your card is.
Okay, for...
And obviously, it's on the blog, yes. So you can go there, and the link's in the footnotes and all that stuff, so you can see.
You can even choose your own favourite and let us know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, but we do have a no hot links thing on it, so don't be trying any of that
stuff.
Yeah,
they're not print ready versions.
I don't want to be seeing these on Zazzle. excellent. Right, everyone describe their Christmas card in 10 seconds.
10?
My Christmas card is of a disembodied cartoon Santa Claus flying through the sky, holding onto a hexagon taken from our homepage that's become three-dimensional and it says Merry Christmas.
Good, Russ. Picture that, everyone at home, because now you've got to compare it to Christy.
So mine is our logo turned into a Christmas bauble on a Christmas tree.
In 3D.
In 3D.
In the third dimension.
Tom.
Mine is a... purple card with Mariah Carey's lyrics to All I Want for Christmas made into shape of a Christmas tree in some kind of typographic style.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And mine, Dan, vote Dan, is the lean canvas written as if the startup idea was delivering presents for Christmas and your Santa Claus, and I wrote Minimum Viable Christmas on it. It could go viral. It could go viral no matter if it wins this competition or not. Sometimes it's best not to win. Look at X Factor contestants, it's often the second place that does better.
But last place.
Last place. So
we
sometimes need, works on cruise ships.
So what are we going to do?
Well, we need some categories.
No.
Why not?
Well, no, okay.
I think best. Just do best card.
Just do best card. It's the best card category.
It's a Christmas card competition.
Okay. Everyone has one vote.
Yeah.
And you can't vote for your own.
Alright, okay, so this is how we're going to do it to avoid tactical voting.
What?
Index finger is me, middle finger is Tom, ring finger is Dan, little finger is Russell.
So getting none.
On the count of three, and you can't hold up your own. You have to hold up the person you're voting
for. What's it from left to right? Around the table?
Yeah, around the table.
Starting from you?
Yeah, starting from me.
Okay, ready to vote. Three, two, one. Vote casting.
I can't do that one on its own.
We've got two middles. Who's middle?
Tom.
Me?
Tom.
Have I won? Oh my god, Tom. I thought I was coming last.
Tom.
Tom's done it.
Amazing. Recount. No.
Yes!
It's fair. It's fair. It's all fair.
Oh. That's a good Christmas card.
Wow, best Christmas card this year.
Holy moly.
Tom's got a new highlight.
Oh, that is my highlight now. Brilliant.
Voted from
so happy, guys.
Total outsider.
I'd like to thank God, my family, Mariah Carey. Well, that is a very big surprise, guys. Thank you. It means a lot.
Now, this is good. I thought this podcast would go on a lot longer and be a lot more rambling, but we've really nailed it.
Totally nailed it.
So the final thing on the agenda just says message of peace. I don't remember writing that.
Is this peace in the web industry?
It could be, yeah. Less bad tweets.
Less bad tweets.
Well, let's not get political. No. Message of peace has just got to be
Syria.
Peace to all. No, there's nothing funny about it, Russ. The message of peace has just got to be peace to all men and women and child.
Yeah, yeah.
And if all the browsers could just get along, if they could just get along, you know, and choose the same video formats and stuff like that, and whatever a codec is, just fucking sort it out.
Peace to all project managers, founders, copywriters,
and real MCs.
Absolutely, peace to them too.
It works.
Because if you don't know, now you know.
I think. Has anyone, what should we do at the end? Just
go and play ping pong,
sing a cow?
Yeah, okay, we'll do the one that's like bring, 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 bring,
we've got to sing All I Want for Christmas.
Have we?
Yeah, okay. But just that bit. One, two, three. All I want for Christmas is you.